I'm Chad Owen, the annuity sales coach. In 2007, I was $150,000 in credit card debt, and now I've written over $155 million in annuity production as a solo producer. I make my own calls, schedule my own appointments, do my own follow-up, and I'm actively in the field just like you. If you've hit a rough patch in your business, you're not alone. I've helped agents overcome and find success on a daily basis, and now many write over $1 million or more each month. Let me help you do the same. Buckle up, it's time to go to school with The Annuity Sales Coach. Hello everyone, this is Chad Owen, The Annuity Sales Coach and owner of Retirement Realize Agents Academy and Retirement Realize Financial. I'm going to do something a little different this week. I'm actually going to talk about my year-to-date numbers and the actual volume or what it costs to get that, the amount of money it costs to get that volume. So a lot of questions I get, and I've went over this many, many times as far as how do you budget for leads? Well, it's important to understand that when you're budgeting for leads, obviously you have to set money aside. Otherwise, there's no way you're going to have enough money for them because it's like it's once again trying to learn how to save. The only way you are ever going to save is if you pay yourself in the beginning instead of waiting till you paid all your bills and then you try and save. It never works out that way. Well, it's the same thing when it comes to budgeting for leads. You need to pull that money out up front. And generally what I tell people is about 20% of your commissions initially, you're going to pull out for actual leads and whatever lead sources you are. So in other words, if you're pulling in $100,000 a year in commission, you're going to need $20,000 of that to go towards your actual leads. Now, it's not always that way. In other words, there are times where you won't need 20%. I'd say I probably pull out about 15% right now, but that's because I overfund. But I also have a big surplus of leads. And on top of that, I have a very high dollars written per case. So it doesn't take me as many leads to get the big volume because my average case is right around, I'd say, 340 to 360,000 per appointment for annuities. So that being said, if your case size is usually only about 140,000, then it's going to take you more appointments to get the higher numbers. But so far, and this is through the end of May, I've spent just under $90,000 for leads. So it's $89,785. That's how much I've spent for leads. Now, what has that produced? What has that equated to? Well, I am now at $17,637,700 for the year. So that's just, let's just say, a little over $17.5 million in written annuity production. Now, common sense goes, would you spend approximately $90,000 for leads if you know you could write approximately $17 plus million in annuities? Yes, but you have to start gradually. I've been doing this for 16 plus years, so I've been able to build this up. But I'm trying to help people that are brand new to the industry or someone who's been doing this for a long time, but nobody's taken the time to help them on how do you budget for leads. Now, as far as overall goals, and I mentioned this before, but I'm just kind of going over everything. When I'm trying to figure out what my goal is for the year, so I say, okay, I want to do $30 million in annuities as personal production. That means I'm going to have to spend about $300,000 for marketing, for leads. So let's just use this in smaller numbers. Let's say your goal is we'll just say $5 million, okay? Let's say you want to do $5 million in annuities. That means you're going to spend about $50,000 in marketing. If you want to do $2 million, you're going to spend about $20,000 in marketing. And that's just a rough estimate. But after doing this, literally since 2008 is when I focused primarily on annuities. That's a number that I've found works very well. Just 1% of what your goal is, and then approximately 20% of your making initially. That's the only way to get things started. Now, how do you determine which types of leads? And if you look at my LinkedIn post that I put on Friday, And if you're not part or you don't know who I am as far as on LinkedIn, just look up Chad Owen Annuities, Chad Owen Safe Money, Chad Owen LinkedIn, and it will pull up all my information. As a matter of fact, I've spent many, many years trying to build the name and where people know who I am and what I'm doing. So if you do Chad Owen Annuities, Chad Owen Retirement, Chad Owen Safe Money, you're going to see I'm all over the place. But I want you to go into the actual LinkedIn post I did, and I didn't put the actual volume. I did put that in one section. So I have here that if, and I'm going to break down whenever you get a chance, go into that LinkedIn post, but it's going to tell you the lead sources. So whether it's radio or scrubbed internet leads. Now I have four sources that I used for scrubbed internet leads. Scrubbed internet leads are literally where somebody's called in or somebody's hit an ad or it's all sorts of different places they can get that information. But they've gotten the client to actually interact with the call center. So the client is telling them, this is how much money I have. Now, that being said, they are definitely more expensive in cost. The scrubbed internet lead is going to run you most likely around $300 to $350 per lead. I'm not saying that's the best one to do. Remember, when I first got started in this business, I was using final expense and mortgage protection leads. And at the height of my final expense and mortgage protection leads, I actually wrote 5.8 million in annuities off of those leads. Now, when I was trying to get into just the annuities, I used all different types. I used leads where I would have 15 agents calling the same person because they resold the lead. And that's fine. But at the time, I could not afford the very expensive leads. So that means I had to work harder. I had to call more. And I don't know what it is, but often when an agent spends money on leads, they still think, well, I'm only going to call them once or call them twice. I'm not going to focus on that. I've called my leads 20 and 30 times. Why? Because I spent an enormous amount of money on that. If I'm spending $300 or $350 on a lead, I'm going to keep trying to get in touch with them as long as I can till they tell me, no, they're not interested, which I'm fine. If they're not interested, that's great. But that's also why I have the phone objections, because often a phone objection or an objection about what you're talking about is because they don't understand what you're promoting. Why should they be interested in what you have? What is the benefit to it? And we go into the features and the benefits of sales. And once again, if you're part of the Agents Academy, Retirement Realize Agents Academy, or if you're IMO or BGA, your marketing organization is partnered with us, all of that is on the back end of that. It's all in the back end of, I share every little thing I do from A to Z, from the phone call to getting the leads to policy deliveries. I go over every little detail in there. And of course, if you don't have a marketing organization that helps you with that, or you're tired of not getting the answers you need, or you don't feel you have the training, then of course you can become a part of a Retirement Realize Financial, and that will allow you, or once again, if you're part of a marketing organization that already does that for you, then great. Our primary goal is not to get people to sign up with our marketing organization. It's to help agents understand how to properly represent products. But if you don't get in front of clients, you will never be able to explain. You know, it's if you don't put fuel into a car, the car is not going anywhere. If you don't have maintenance on the car, it's eventually going to break down. So the fuel is the lead source. That's how you get in front of clients. The maintenance is the academy. This is what we're teaching you. This is how you keep maintained. This is how you have this tune-up all the time, because you're constantly being taught about changes that are going on in the industry, market conditions. I literally wrote over 9 million for the month of May. I've never had a month like that. That's twice. I think I ended up with 9.6, 9.7 million. That's double my biggest month ever. And I've never been at 17.6 million at this time any year I've been doing this for 16 years. And this is with all the craziness going on. This is with the virtual appointments. This is with having to worry about, are you wearing a mask or not? Are we meeting or not? Still with all of that, it's put me over 17 million. And I can help you do the same thing. You just have to be willing to do your part. And if you don't have leads coming in, I can't help with that. But I have plenty of agents I'm helping with that use mortgage protection leads, they use final expense leads, they use Medicare leads, long-term care leads. It's all, or even property and casualty. I have some agents out there that are doing property and casualty, and I'm teaching them how to go from property and casualty to using annuities. Now, obviously, being a captive agent, you have to use your products that are available to you, but I can still teach you the concept behind it. And quite frankly, if you're with a captive agency that can't provide what you want to do, then you shouldn't be part of a captive agency. Now, if you're comfortable with, hey, they provide leads for me, I have a comfort zone, then fine, then do that. It's all about what works for your personality, your style, whatever you feel comfortable in. And I'm going to balance that out. I don't ever feel comfortable. I'm constantly pushing, constantly trying to be better, constantly pushing the envelope to make sure I'm always on the cutting edge of what's going on in current market conditions. That way, when I get in front of my clients, I know beyond any shadow of a doubt, I'm going to be the best one to help them in their situation. And that's why the training is so important, because now you have the leads. So let's say you've budgeted for the leads, you're getting leads coming in. If you don't have the training to be able to know what to do with those leads, it's like fishing with the wrong bait. If you're fishing wrong with the wrong bait, you're never going to catch those fish. You want to make sure they look and they go, that looks kind of tasty. I think I want to nibble on that. And then they become hooked because they are bought into this will help them. This will better their situation. I met with a gentleman last week and it was so refreshing because he goes, I've met with 7 other people talking about this and nobody has taken the time to explain it the way you have, in a way I can easily understand. I say my Stress in Rocking Chairs book is written in English, not Financialese. I'm not purposely using language that confuses you to where you feel you're so stupid and I'm so smart that you have to use me. That's not how we should help our clients. We want them to fully feel comfortable with what they have. They understand it and they understand in English, not Financialese. Well, if I can share with you anything, it's you have to make sure you have lead sources. You can't do what these multi-level marketing things do and they say, well, talk to all your friends and your family and talk to your people at church. And, you know, it doesn't make sense because a lot of times they're actually having their agents practice on their friends. They're having these agents practice on their family. And then I come behind, there's a large institution that does a big time multi-level marketing for annuities and life insurance. And these the products that they were put in are so atrocious compared to what they can actually have. And so I'm going, you know what? This organization works off of recruit, and we're just going to have inferior products. But who will know? Because the agent doesn't know what they're doing. And then we get to clean up the mess. Now, there's some captive agencies that do that, and they have great products, and they have great training, and that's awesome. But this one has been around for many, many years, and it's literally a multi-level marketing type process. And there's a family member that got into it and put them into a wrong product. So it's important that we get in front of the clients the right way. Then once we're in front of them, we present a solution to their problem, making sure all the time that they understand what they're getting into. Because if we're talking about safety and security, guaranteed income they can never outlive, or no market risk or protection from market volatility, what good is if we give them a peace of mind there, but they're still very stressed because they don't understand what they're in? Well, the only way to get in front of those clients is leads. So I'm doing a couple things here. I'm talking about why it's important to have leads and why it's important to make sure we know what to do with those leads. I mean, if I go to the gas, I have a diesel truck. So it's important that we match the fuel to our personality. So if I pull my diesel truck up and I put gas in there, not diesel, I've destroyed my engine. So it's important because I have agents ask me this all the time. What lead source should I use? Well, are you a diesel? Are you an electric vehicle? Are you a golf cart? Are you a gas engine? Are you liquid nitrogen? I mean, whatever it is out there, what is your fuel? What gets you going? Then that's the type of lead you should do that matches your personality. But we go back to none of this matters if you don't set aside your 20% of your sales and use that for marketing. This is one of the only industries I've ever seen where agents think they don't have to invest money into their business. Well, I'm going to let my marketing organization pay for my leads. Well, I'm going to do referrals. If you think about if you have a storefront, how much time does it take to build your website, draw in traffic, send out flyers, internet ads? If you have a storefront, it is so expensive. And then on top of that, it takes approximately 6 to 7 years to get into the black. Well, in our industry, if we do this right, if we market right, we buy the right leads, we set money aside, we're known in the literally wherever we are. In other words, they Google our name, they know who we are, they know what we do. That requires having a good website, which, by the way, on a side note, we do custom branding and we are experts at it. I have a team that dedicates to creating the most modern logos. I'm so tired of seeing websites that are back from the latter 90s and the early 2000s, you know, 2005, and they're going, hey, mine's a modern website. No, it's not. You can tell. Most people know something doesn't look right because they see all the new websites. They can't quite put their finger on it, but they know yours is out of date. So I'd rather go with someone who's more modern, that is more up to date on technology. And the clients know that. They don't necessarily know why, but they do know that. But we do expert branding. So here, once again, recap. Know that you set aside or make sure you set aside money for leads. Then know what to do when you get the leads. And then once you have the leads and you've got the, you're actually in front of the client, make sure they know who you are and what you do. And you do that by expert branding. So I hope this helps you guys. You have a great day and happy selling.
Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out Retirement Realize Agents Academy. Visit our website at raragentsacademy.com and enroll in our coaching program today. We've helped agents double and triple their business through the systems and strategies we have in place. As a member, you have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me so we can diagnose your business and come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast and follow me on LinkedIn at Chad Owen. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Annuity Sales Coach. Like, comment, and ring the bell for more free training, and follow me on Facebook at Retirement Realize Agents Academy. This podcast is sponsored by Aegis Financial at 800-579-7923 and Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368.